spotlight on Mid-State High School football. This is Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is also brought to you by
Tin Leaper Roofing, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Sam's Sports Plates and Sports Grill, Roy's Meat Service, Amplify Awards and Gifting, and by Valentino's Restaurante.
Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan
and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Greg Pogue, and Coach Bubba Spears.
Good Saturday morning to you. Hope you're having a good weekend. What a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. The neighborhood being East Nashville. Roy's Meat Service. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Hour number one of our two-hour Saturday morning extravaganza. Next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue. The tables have been turned. Vicki Yates, the legend, just a sweet lady, beautiful lady, is going to be the host and interview me. Her idea. When she was here a month ago as my one-on-one guest. So she's going to be back, and I'm going to be on the firing line, if you will. Coach Bubba Spears. Good morning, Bubba.
Good morning. Buddy? I think you just wanted her to come back in here.
I didn't know. This was her idea. Number two, absolutely. As a matter of fact, if she wants to come do Prep Football Talk every week, I'm kicking your butt to the curb, okay?
I don't blame you one bit.
Yeah, big night. This is the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions opening kickoff for Prep Football Talk. Coming up at about 9:15, our Tim Leaper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week from last week, Antioch quarterback Andre Adams coming off the TSSAA single-game offensive output record, and his coach Arsente Broom. Bottom of the hour, the Strike and Spare Family Fund Center legend is Dennis Harrison, Bigfoot, Riverdale, Big D. Vanderbilt, Eagles, Super Bowl, all that stuff. Love Dennis. Craig Ladd will do our week six look ahead at about 9:45 and then 101 next hour. So you and Chase over on 102.5, our Metro Game of the Week last night. Antioch undefeated halfway through the season. You get to see that win last night over Cane Ridge. First, talk about the crowd. What a that neighborhood rivalry has sort of been tilted toward Cane Ridge.
Well,
yeah, you know, but now that's swung back a little bit.
The talk was the game,
right?
You know, Antioch coming in 5-0, and it's the first time since they had Coker out there and problem, you know, and what an atmosphere it was. Both sides of the bleachers were full. I mean, it was the thing that got it going though, and I'm telling you this. A football game happened, but the bands broke out. I tell you what, both bands' directors, they deserve a pat on the back and kudos to them. I don't think they ever quit playing, to be honest with you. And it was awesome. It was at halftime. I have one of my granddaughters 6 years old, and she's into dance now. So I videoed it and sent it to her mama, and I said, show this to Camille. And she sent it back. Papa, I love that. So, I mean, it was awesome. And great crowd.
Yeah, tell me about Antioch quarterback, four-star. Maybe the best junior in this. Well, I think he is the best junior quarterback in the state. One of the top 5, 7, 8, four-star. Got everybody wanting him. Just named the list. Vanderbilt's in the mix. That shows you the kind of quality student athlete he is. But he's a player, isn't he?
Greg, I don't know who decides one star, two star, whatever. If there's a five star out there, Andre Adams is a five star. He can make every throw. He was 20 of 22, and the two that was incomplete was off the fingertips. And he went for unofficial now.
Yeah.
386. Well,
that's after going for 714. Yeah. A week before, right?
And his buddy Brandon Galladay, who also was a player of the week with him.
Yeah, we had co-players, right?
Last week, he had five, not one, not two, not three, not four, five touchdowns.
Yeah,
and went for 205 yards last night. So it was worth admission to see that. And I'll say this: I know they played Cane Ridge. Cane Ridge never gave up. They fought to the end. And we talked about it afterwards. It was one of the most enjoyable games that we've had to do this year.
Well, we're going to talk with Arcente Broom, of course, played for you at Stratford, running back, played at TSU, and the run he's on here at Antioch right now, former McGavick head coach, right? And now over there. So we'll talk to Andre and Arcente, double A. Arcente and Andre, or AAA, yeah. Andre Adams. So we'll talk about that as well. This is the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions opening kickoff. Big one last night. I didn't really know which way this was going to go, and we sort of, but FRA down 14-0. Justin Geisinger's team against BGA and Caden Marable, who was our former player of the week. That's impressive, FRA. And but these two teams, I got a feeling, are going to meet again, because I think in that Division II AA, top two in the regions will be split into different brackets.
Right.
This could be a preview of the state championship game.
Right, and I think this has been looming on everybody's mind to see this game right now. You know, BGA coming in undefeated, Franklin Road Academy, like you said, and Justin Geisinger undefeated. Greg, Franklin Road Academy was down 14-0, and they came back, and that's just a sign, I mean, overcoming adversity, and that's what you talk about. The team that handles adversity is going to have the better chance to win, and Franklin Road Academy stood in there and came back and got a big win. But BGA has got an awesome team, too. I mean, you know, again, I agree with you. I think we're going to see them again.
Yeah, both of these. By the way, once upon a time, we would go over every score in the mid-state, but that would take the entire hour now.
Yeah.
So go to the Tennessean, does a great job with that, and George Robinson, Tom Crager, obviously, and also TSSAA Sports.com as well to get the entire scoreboard statewide. Pearlcombe, that obviously the gauntlet that they started out with, and even with this one, non-region Springfield. Region game with Pearl Cone, and we were over in Springfield last week, you know, but NBA, CPA, BGA, and Oakland, and now Pearl Cone beat Springfield, previously unbeaten.
Right, and, you know, we knew what Springfield had because, like you said, we were up there. They go in and beat East Nashville, and I've talked to you and said it on air, you know, with Pearl Cone starting with NBA, CPA, BGA, and Oakland, and we had the Oakland game, and that's the first time I've seen Pearl Cone. I made the statement, I don't know if Pearl Cone will get beat again, and then I look and I saw, whoop, they played in Springfield. So it went down, and it was a heck of a game last night, and Pearl Cone came out victorious, you know, 35-33. So now Springfield is 5-1 and 0-1 in the region, but, you know, the rest of the games for Pearl Cone's region, and I Springfield was the toughest, but now they still got to keep the head focused.
Ravenwood, CPA, it's hard to think CPA 1-5, right? The job Engle Martin's done out there, and I don't know that, you know, that's not indicative of necessarily what may happen in November when the playoffs come around. You got to get there. This non-region game, obviously, but Ravenwood is 6-0. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's right.
With a new coach,
right? But again, Ravenwood was down and behind and came back, and you don't see that often against a CPA coach team by Engle Martin. But Ravenwood 6-0 and Engle Martin at CPA, they're going to overcome this 1-5.
Yeah. Grace Christian Academy, we were talking before we went on there. Coach Bubba Spears, Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb here at Roy's Meat Service in the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions opening kickoff here for the show. Shame on me, shame on us.
Right.
I don't know much
right.
about Grace Christian Academy except they're 6-0 and 2-0 in the Division II AA Middle Region.
Right.
I do know, I see Knox Lambert, the quarterback's name, quite often.
to be in that Division II AA Middle Region to be 6-0. That says enough right there. Anytime you go through six games and you're 6-0, you're doing something right. So, and they won 23-20 in double overtime.
Right. Yeah. Double overtime.
Right.
Brentwood Academy, man. Larry Sanders he's a stud. I mean, and Innsworth, the not surprised Brentwood Academy won. Surprised at the margin. 37-7.
Right. And Larry Sanders is having an outstanding year. And Coach Wade, it didn't take him long to turn
Paul Wade, yeah,
Paul
moves
Wade.
Over from DCA.
Didn't take him long, and we knew that. or I should say I knew that because he's been a winner everywhere he's been, and he's done an outstanding job. And Larry Sanders, like you said, 23 carries for 185 yards and two scores last night. And Cruz Jenkins, Coach Wade told me when we went out there last year and I talked to him, I said, what are you going to do when McIntyre leaves? He said, well, we got one in the making. Yeah. And this Cruz Jenkins here, 13 of 20 passing for 165 yards and two touchdowns, although he had one interception. He's just picking up where McIntyre left off. So kudos to Brentwood Academy.
Friendship Christian, 28-13 over Ezel Harding, 5-1, 2-0 now in that Division II single A region. And Ryder Walcott, 30 carries, workhorse, 161 yards, three touchdowns. Now, his dad, you were saying something about his dad?
His dad played for the Titans.
Okay.
When the Titans first came in, was a wide receiver. Hits a golf ball pretty good, too. But he's got a brother that played up there when I was coaching the 2 years I was up there. And his brother is playing at Austin Peay. So it runs in the family.
All right, it's time now to name our Week 5 Tim Leeper Roofing.
Before.
Player. Okay, well, go ahead.
Before. We do this, I got to bring this up.
Okay.
It's been a while since we've talked about White's Creek. White's Creek
yep.
is another one of those teams that's under the radar in a lot of people's eyes, not my eyes. Coach William Darnell is the coach out there. They're 6-0 now.
Yes. Six, the Cobras.
Yeah, 6-0. And it's been a while since the Cobras have been 6-0. And we got to give kudos out to Coach Darnell and the Cobras out there at White's Creek.
All right. Now, going through our nominees, let's start up at East Robertson. They just keep on rolling. Their quarterback, Kaysen Young, 13-16, 201 yards, four touchdowns. Also had 60 yards on the ground at another touchdown. So that's 261 yards total offense and five touchdowns. That's a game.
He needs to be mentioned, brought up in our top five.
Kaysen Barksdale up in Gallatin, and this is the Mayor's Cup, right? Beating Station Camp, 35-25 up in Gallatin, 19 carries, 201 yards, couple touchdowns. He also threw for 90 yards as well, and good to see Gallatin back.
They're back.
Yeah.
They're back. And we got one, and Dallas Covington of East Nashville. Dallas was 10-14 passing for 125 yards and two touchdowns in a 34-0 win over East Hickman. And Greg, a lot of people don't know about East Hickman, I believe, was undefeated. Or if they wasn't undefeated, they only lost one. But this was a big game, and they go to East Hickman and shut them out. So that's a big win for East Nashville.
Ryder Walcott, we just talked about him. He's a nominee, and also Chase Angel up at Good Pasture, the quarterback there. You ready to go to Gallatin?
Hadn't been in a while.
Yeah, we need – I don't know. Yeah, have we ever given away a Mid-State Player of the Week up at Gallatin High School?
Not that I remember.
Because we always go out and make the plaque presentations, put it up on our social. Kaysen Barksdale, Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player.
Congratulations.
Of the week. We'll be Paul Olson from Tim Leeper, and you will be up in Gallatin on Tuesday to deliver that. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up after it, it is our Week 5 Mid-State Player of the Week. Andre Adams, one of the top quarterbacks in the junior class in the country. Let's just call it like it is. Arsente Broom, his coach as well. Coming up right here on 94.9 The Fan.
And the Game Nashville Sports Network. You're listening to Prep Football Talk.
Presented by Freeman Webb.
With Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here.
On 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Bottom of the hour, our strike and spare. Family Fun Center, Legend of the Week, Dennis Harrison, Riverdale, Vanderbilt, Eagles, on and on and on, Super Bowl. Craig Ladd, look ahead. Next hour, 101 with Greg Pogue. Vicki Yates is the host, and I'm her guest. Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Enough said.
Last night, Antioch, Cane Ridge, our Metro Game of the Week. Coach Bubba and Chase over 102.5 did it, and Antioch's undefeated, joined now by Bears coach Arsente Broom and quarterback Andre Adams. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. Good, guys. My guy ended up going. He's going his way to Mississippi State this morning.
What now? All right, said, Andre.
Andre's on his way to Mississippi State.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't able to get with me, man. So, y'all, hey, look, y'all don't have the superstar. Y'all just got me.
No, Andre's on the line.
Andre's on.
No, I'm on here, Coach.
Oh, what's up, boy?
Technology, Arcente.
Well, hey, Arcente, are you trying to hog the interview? What? What's going on, man?
Man, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good.
How y'all doing?
So, Andre, you headed down to Starkville to catch UT and Mississippi State. Are you?
Yes, sir.
Are you wearing orange, or are you going to take a cowbell? Which one?
No, it's a whiteout game, so I'm wearing white today.
Okay, just sort of neutral.
Yes, sir.
Arcente, your team's undefeated right now, man. You got to feel good about what you're doing with the Bears.
Yeah, we do, man. We just fighting hard, man, and working hard. That's the biggest thing. From everything we did in the spring and in the summer to now, man, it's just been a big change. And of course, Andre's had a lot to do with that. But also, too, man, I charged him with being a more of a leader, because, you know, he's not a vocal kid, but he leads by example. But I said, man, show more of that. He's been doing well with that, man. But we got a lot of unsung heroes, man, kids that are just playing with a lot of heart and grit right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Coach, I'll tell you five of them that's doing an outstanding job, and that's in front – the lineman up front is giving him time to throw it, because last night is the first chance – that I've got to see him play since his sophomore year. And as I said earlier, I don't know who decides who these stars are, but if I had a vote, he'd be getting five from me.
Hey, well, look, you know what's crazy is? Our defensive coordinator, Rayshon Bell, he gives these little awards out on Tuesday. And they're little miniature youth footballs. He writes their names on them and stats. And a couple of weeks ago, he gave the entire O-line a ball, man. And it's so crazy when you see the kids' faces. Oh, man, them O-line kids, man, they loved it, man. It was good. But they did a heck of a job last night giving Dre time to just sit in there and throw the football.
Andre Adams with us. Also, the co-Mid State Player of the Week was receiver Brandon Golladay. He had a big game. But let me give you the numbers. A week ago, last night against Centennial, a state record, 714 yards of total offense, 507 passing, 207 run, 507 yards passing, Cente. That was a whole year for Stratford with Coach Bubba, 507
yards.
Man,
that wasn't even a whole year. Man, I don't even think we got that many passing yards.
Hey, come on, Cente.
Andre, how's the recruiting going? I know you're working with this year, but you're getting a lot of attention. Where are you in all that? How are you handling it?
I'm handling it by – one day at a time. I mean, I'm still focused on the season right now, so I'm not worried about committing anywhere for as of right now. But my recruitment is still 100% wide open. It's not somewhere that every school is doing a great job at recruiting me, and I feel like me going into next year, I should have a home like before the season starts.
Well, and talk about Brandon Golladay and just getting the ball to him.
Yeah, just get the ball to BJ, and he can make something happen. That's how I live off Brandon Golladay. Get the ball to him, and he can make something happen.
Andre, this is Coach Spears. If you ever say anything that I believe, I'm a witness to that. Because you throw it out there to him, and he's like he's shot out of a cannon. And I got to see him last night. And I know Michigan State, I understand, was there to watch you. But he don't understand all the coaches that come in to see you going to see him. And I guarantee you this, that young man's going to be playing on Saturday somewhere. And
That's right. And
he can make things happen. And you did an outstanding – like I said, you was 20 of 22, and the two that you missed last night was on the fingertip. So, you were on target last night, you got a bright future. Just keep your head straight and listen to Coach Broom. But I have to say this before we let you go. It's a family affair. Daddy's offensive coordinator, Andre's the quarterback, and he's got little brother out on the wings to throw to also, Greg.
It's the Adams family.
It's the Adams family. That's right. That's right.
What's that like, Andre, with your dad being the offensive coordinator?
I mean, he's been coaching me almost my whole life. So whatever, I don't even know how to explain it because I've always had him as a coach, and just playing with both of my brothers. That's always been fun. My first 2 years, I played with my older brother Andrew, and he's at MTSU now. And this year, I'm playing with my younger brother Aiden, and just being able to be on the field with both of them and throwing touchdowns and seeing both of them succeed, that's fun.
Arsente Broom with us, Antioch undefeated here. Andre Adams, our co-mid state player of the week, Tim Leeper Roofing as well. Arsente, how, mm-hmm. as a coach, do you handle football today, yesterday, this week? But, you know, here he is going to Mississippi State. Tennessee, Mississippi State, both love to have him. How are you handling that as a coach? Because first, he's a student athlete, and he's a high school student, but he's also one of the top players in that position in the country.
Man, look, it's handling it is not as – I'll say it like this, man. You know, recruits, top recruits, man. You got a kid like Andre and – all the fanfare and hoopla that comes with it, man. You as a coach have to worry about, you know, really just keeping the players grounded, keeping everybody focused. I mean, this is my 22nd or 23rd year as a head coach. So I've been doing it for a while and, man, just knowing how to keep the team level, man, and making sure that we're being consistent every week and being focused on what we have to do, you know, blocking out the outside noise of whatever's going on around us and making sure that we're prepared for what goes on in between those white lines. That's our main focus.
And Coach Broom, you know, I know talking to you last night when I talked to you after the ball game when I came in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
you know, you win a big game like you won a big neighborhood game last night. But now you're going into what we talked about being the old rivalry with Antioch, Overton,
yeah.
and plus you throw homecoming on there, and you know how
yeah.
kids' mind want to stray. So still got your mm-hmm. hands full this week, keeping them focused on, hey, we still got the ball game's got to be played.
Yep. No, it does, and I stressed that last night. I stressed that part last night as far as just knowing that, look, some of this stuff to some of these kids is brand new, you know, as far as just all the people in the stands. Like, one thing we were saying, like, look at the stands. Like, there were people in the stands watching warm-ups. That hadn't happened here in
That's right.
So when you get that, man, you have to continue to preach, you know, preach your philosophy and preach your narrative on every single day to try to let them know that this is what we're trying to do. And I don't care nothing about it being homecoming. I have no worry about homecoming at all. I look, it's just another game for us. It's the next region game on the schedule. It's a chance for us to be 4-0 in the region, and that's the main focus, man, doing our job, making sure we come out with a victory, however that looks.
Andre, a week ago last night, 714 yards of total offense. During that game, did you have any idea you were putting up those kind of numbers?
No, I didn't. I did not. I was in my flow state, just focused on winning the game.
Are you going to sneak a cowbell in there today?
No, I ain't got no cowbells with me.
Tell me something, Andre. When did you find out that you broke the record?
At like 2 o'clock in the morning.
How?
My dad had came to my room and was like, congratulations, you broke a state record. And I was like, for real? He's like, yeah. And then I had went to sleep right after that.
Good. Nick, good. I'm tired. Thanks,
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Andre, Arsente, you know what I think of you, bud. Arsente, keep
yes,
it rolling.
Sir.
We're pulling for the Bears.
Yes,
thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Coach, just keep it up. You're doing a great job. A lot of people proud of you.
Man, thank you guys, man. Appreciate all y'all do for high school sports, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Andre Adams and Arsente Broom. I didn't want to, obviously, going to Mississippi State. You know, he's.
Yeah, I know.
You know why.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt is hot. I mean, that would show you the kind of student athlete that he is. Oh. But Vanderbilt is offered and wants him to stay at home.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. He's with a coach that's going to make sure that, you know, he stays focused and everything.
I could have asked him about Deion Sanders recruiting him, too.
Yeah. Oh, he's like I said, you throw that four-star stuff away, in my eyes, he's five-star.
Well, he's the number eight recruit in the class of the state, and according to 24/7 Sports Composite, the number 21-ranked quarterback in the country, regardless of class.
Right.
And he's top 10 in the junior class. So,
Greg,
we got to take a break.
I was impressed with Golladay.
Yeah.
I would have signed him last night.
We being who?
Yeah.
We being the.
No, anybody.
Okay, we.
Anybody.
Not that thing you got. Oh, by the way, we got. We're counterbalancing your Alabama with our the peanut gallery here, Vol Boy and Dane. We have an audience today. We'll take a break. Our Strike and Spare Legend of the Week, Dennis Harrison, coming up right here, 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Presented by Freeman Webb, always here at Zeus Nashville. Coming up top of the hour, 101 with Greg Pogue. Vicki Yates will be the host, and I will be her guest. Her suggestion. You know, this is one of my favorite people on the planet, our Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Prep Legend of the Week, Dennis Harrison. Riverdale, Vanderbilt, the Eagles, 10 years in the NFL, coach, everything about him. Dennis, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Not much, Boog. How you doing?
And there you go. When I call you, how do you answer the phone, Dennis?
Poog. I was thinking about after you come. We go way back. In fact, the radio show I used to have, I had you on, and you've been going strong and bigger and better ever since.
Well, I was prep editor of the Nashville Banner. This is early 90s. Jack Nunley and me on, we'll just, WLAC.
Yeah.
And that's really the very first Saturday morning prep talk show in this marketplace. And now we've been going, 14 years with
14
this
14 years, yeah.
What are you doing, man?
I just chilling this morning, I'm waiting for the Vanderbilt game.
How about you, Commodores?
How about them doors? They anchoring down.
Hey, Dennis, this is Bubba Spears. I tell you what. Now, we can throw on that title. Also, he's the strength of Bellevue now. He used to coach baseball out in Bellevue because he coached my son out there. And, Dennis, we go way back, too.
I was going to get to you, Bubba. I was going to say, both of y'all just calling me old is what you're doing. But that's fine. That's fine.
We can call you old, okay? You know why? Takes one, right? We can talk about a lot of different things. Go ahead, bud.
I'm up to be coaching forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to talking about the Vanderbilt days and certainly the Eagles and the Super Bowl and all of that stuff. But Riverdale, what do you take away from your high school experience? Because that's really where it all got started.
It was my junior year. We went from Murfreesboro Central to Riverdale in Oakland. I was fortunate enough. I went to Riverdale and got an outstanding coach in Phil Watt. Coach Watt, to this day, he's an amazing man, and I'm glad I was able to do football under him. He helped me to understand myself better. And the potential I had to do other things. I wanted to go to college and basically kind of get the message from him and the rest of the coaches. If you play football just a little better, you can go for free.
At Vanderbilt, no less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, and, I just, find somebody with short, and then I can get all my grades real good.
You know, Dennis, it's funny you say Coach Watts, because when you bring up Riverdale, I remember Coach Watts because I started at Mount Juliet High School in 79, and we would scrimmage. Hal Flat would scrimmage Riverdale up on the turf at Middle.
Yep.
That's when I first got started, and I remember Coach Watts from back then. And also remember when you played back then and playing out Vanderbilt, and one of my best buddies to this day, Bugs Jordan, played out there on a team with you.
Yep. Bugs was I think I saw him in one of the functions earlier in the year. But he's, as far as I know, still doing well and everything.
He finally retired. But, Dennis, you started at Riverdale. You was heavily recruited, and you just wanted to stay close to home. Is that not correct?
Yeah, I did. I wanted in some way for my mother and my siblings to come see me play. Other places that were further away, it would have been more difficult for them. So that helped. And I like Steve Flynn.
Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Legend of the Week, Dennis Harrison, Bigfoot, if you will. How often do you replay Super Bowl 15 in your mind? Huh?
About once a year when I see the new rings come out for people, especially this year with the one.
Of course, the Raiders and that season and everything, and led the Eagles in 83 in sacks. So, yeah.
But, it was a difficult – we really felt that we could beat them. That was actually the third time that year we played them, and we were successful the other times against them. But three interceptions does not help you win a Super Bowl. So that hurt us. But all in all, it was a great year. Played with some great people. Still friends with. Got the room with a Hall of Famer in Claude Humphreys. Got to play with a Hall of Famer in Harold Carmichael. Bill Berge, who, everyone thought would be a Hall of Famer. Maybe he still will be. But so I was really blessed to play with the people I did. Dick Vermeil, definitely a Hall of Famer. It was a great experience. I love being a Philadelphia Eagles. I still watch and follow them. That's probably really the only team I follow as much. I do so with Atlanta and a couple other teams I stop through with. But it was a great 10 years for me. Got to meet great people, go great places. So guy from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, getting the opportunity to do all those things, it was a blessing for me.
Well, Dennis, tell us a little bit about your family. I know it's real small.
Well, we don't have time.
Oh, I know. I know, but I got to ask that,
The show's not going to be long enough. But
Yeah. There's 11 of them, right?
I know.
They're doing well. I've got two. My youngest daughter, she's playing over she's playing in Mexico at this time, basketball. That's Dory Harrison. She graduated from Lipscomb. She started at Kentucky. And my other daughter, Isabel, they just got knocked out from the playoffs. She played with New York Liberty, and they just got knocked out. Playoffs, so she'll probably stop through one day, see old daddy.
Dennis, Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, and the NIL world, you weren't in it, okay? I'll just tell you that. There weren't collectives and transfer portals and name, image, and likeness and six-figure, starting left guards, right? So...
But they had the handshake then. It was the handshake.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that.
The NIL was a lot smaller back then,
But talk about the job Clark Lee's done, and can it sustain? I know Diego Pavia, but it just seems like he's got this program where it can stay at this level.
Well, I know everybody focused on the Diego part of it, but you have to take in the fact that he was the one that was able to get Diego there. So it shows you what type of recruiting that Clark's doing out there. It shows you what the type of people he's getting out there, because as good as Pavia is, he can't block for himself. I haven't seen a quarterback being able to block, throw, and catch the ball by himself. So Clark's been able to get the right people around him, which means, and then he'll tell you this, it's him having the right assistants as well, because he can't go out and recruit all of them. He has to have people that he trusts that can go out and do that, and he's apparently done that as well. So he's done the right thing to build the program up. I think he has it at a level where Vanderbilt will always be bowl worthy, and to do that says something for the coach out there. So I'm very happy that Clark is the head football coach out there, that they have found the right person to put in place out there. So,
well, you know, Dennis, and I got to say Coach Harrison, because you coach too, and what you mean to me, you was one of those that I looked up to. I agree with you what you said about Vanderbilt. A lot of people don't know. I try to tell them I bleed black and gold. But my dad and three uncles worked out there in the press box while I was growing up, and I got to see a lot of people come out there. He's made a big impact, but just like you were saying, he can't block for himself. He can't stop the other team. Vanderbilt's defense impresses me as much as Diego Padre impresses me as the quarterback. I mean, you know, they'll hit you, and they run to the football. So,
the old word, you remember, I know you said this in your time too, but gang tackle.
Yep.
It's like they get mad if they don't get there on the tackle. And so that shows the attitude that they have. I think if the coaches would let them, the DBs would try to play man every time, because they feel like they can fuck.
Yeah.
Because the guys up front's not going to give them that much time. So it's an attitude change they've got going on out there. They got the athletes to have those attitudes. And that proves for exciting football. You know, I keep telling my Sunday school team, school class, I wore my Vanderbilt shirt the other week and told them we're 4-0. And then my next Sunday, I'm going to wear it again because we're going to be 5-0.
And going to Alabama, yeah. Hey, Dennis, yeah. Always great catching up with you, buddy.
You guys are doing a great job. I thank you for thinking about me enough to give me a call and let me run my mouth for a little while.
Hey, you brought me along. Thank you, buddy.
You're the best, Dennis. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Dennis Harrison.
Oh, man. As good a football player he was,
oh, yeah.
He's a better person. Yep. I mean, he's a great person.
11 kids. Yeah, we didn't have time for him.
That's a whole show.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming up, it is looking to week 6, right? Is that right?
Week six,
yeah, with Craig Ladd right here. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville, 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. Top of the hour, Vicki Yates will be the host of One-on-One with Greg Pogue, and I will be her guest, her idea. I'm telling people that. Craig Ladd, looking ahead to week 7. Yeah, I got it right now. Thank you. I've been saying week 6. What week is it coming up? Craig, what's up? What week is it coming up?
Hey, it'd be coming up week 7.
Okay, week 7. All right. Your alma mater, BGA at Davidson Academy.
BGA 4-1 suffered its first defeat of the season following the FRA 21-14. Wildcats quarterback, Columbia commit, Cade Marable, passed for 158 yards, 2 scores, rushed for 81 yards in the loss. Davidson Academy 3-3 after losing to Grace Christian in Franklin 23-20 in double overtime. It's Davidson Academy's second straight loss. The Bears will look to bounce back behind senior quarterback Ridge Holman, who's passed for 833 yards and 11 touchdowns versus just one interception through week five. This will be the 15th meeting all time, guys, with BGA winning 11 of the previous matchups, but Davidson Academy has captured two out of the last three encounters.
Good pasture. A little bit of a resurgence, but FRA, you just mentioned it, Justin Geisinger and the folks at FRA has got it going on.
Absolutely, Greg. This will be the 27th matchup between these two schools, the inaugural meeting in 1977. FRA's won 14 of those games, including five straight. Good pasture. 5-1 on the season after defeating Columbia Academy last night, 42-7. Quarterback Chase Angel, he passed for 216 yards, four scores to lead the Cougars, which, guys, I said this last week, this team, 5-1, they were 0-10 last season. FRA, 5-1, huge comeback win over BGA after trailing 14-0 at the half. Quarterback Hudson Holman, Jack Nimitz, combined for 255 yards passing, two touchdowns in the victory.
Eats Nashville Stratford Thursday night. That's our Metro game of the week on 102.5. Chase, and you'll be over at your old stomping ground, Stratford, East Nashville. Of course, you were the head coach of both of these programs.
Well, started it from scratch. So
Yeah. Tell us about that one, Craig.
East Nashville collected its first win of the season last night, shutting out East Hickman 34-0. Don't be deceived, guys, by the Eagles' 1-4 mark. Their losses have been to Collierville, Antioch, Beach, and Springfield by a total of just 23 points. So this is still a very, very good football team. They're led by running back Kenny Fuller, Jr. He's averaged 27 yards per carry and rushing for 109 yards and a score in the win over East Hickman. Stratford had a bye week last night. They've won two in a row after starting season 0-2. Spartans have a talented sophomore running back in Santana Frost, who rushed for 182 yards in week four against Creekwood.
You know, here's a big game happening again. DCA at Friendship Christian next week.
Absolutely, Bubba. These two teams have met 36 times all time. Many, they play during the regular season and end up playing each other during the playoffs. And this has been a great back-and-forth series. Friendship has won 18, DCA 17. DCA has won three in a row, 4-2 on the season, with last night's win over Mount Juliet Christian 56-0. Wildcats were paced by quarterback Blake Holton, who passed for three touchdowns on the night. Friendship Christian, also 5-1 on the season, knocked off Ezell Harding 28-13. This season, quarterback Blake Waldorf, who came from Watertown, has passed for 1,037 yards. And freshman running back Ryder Walcott has rushed for 614 yards and nine touchdowns this season.
Well, here's two teams playing next week that we've not talked a great deal about. White's Creek, who is 6-0, is at White House Heritage. I think White House Heritage maybe is 5-1.
Yeah, 4-2.
Oh, 4-2.
Like he said, like I said, 4-2. Don't step on his stuff.
Get it out of the way.
Bubba's going to have to share part of his big check with me if he keeps on doing that.
Yeah, really.
Okay, I'll give you one second.
And you know where the salad bar is.
Yeah.
Guys, White Creek 6-0 after defeating Westmoreland 34-28 last night. Cobras have not had a winning season since 2009. And I did some research on this, guys, and from what I can come up with, they have not started a season 6-0 since 1987 when Bubba, your buddy, Richard Coore coached the team that started 9-0.
Was that Shelton Quarles?
And Robert Davis.
And Robert Davis?
Yep.
And that crew?
Yep.
And you know what, guys? That future is bright. It's going to get even brighter. Deion Barnes, who has 910 yards passing going into last night. Brandon Powell, who is the team's leader in rushing. De'Arius Holland, who leads the team in receiving. all three just sophomores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Craig?
Whitehouse Heritage. I was going to say, I'm sorry, guys. Whitehouse Heritage, 4-2, knocked off Maplewood last night, 11-8. They're led by junior quarterback Xavier Murray. He's passed for 1,029 yards, 10 touchdowns on the season.
Craig, thank you. Appreciate it, man. And, oh, thanks, Andre guys. Adams. What about Andre Adams? He's on his way to Starkville today. Junior out there, man, his star is rising. 4-star to 5-star pretty soon, probably.
Yeah, guys. I mean, as he keeps putting up the numbers, there's going to be more and more schools that are going to be attracted to him. He's got the intangibles that everybody wants out of a quarterback position. You got nowadays with the way as good as the defenses are, you want a guy that's a multi-threat, running the ball, passing the ball, and that's what he is.
You saw him last night, Bubba.
Real deal. But I'm telling you, Brandon Golladay. I'm pushing Brandon Golladay. Somebody needs to jump on that young man. I tell you this right now, he's going to play on Saturday somewhere. He's got that gear that once he gets that ball, he knows he's not going east and west. He's going north and south.
As you know, Bubba, you can't teach speed.
That's a fact. And he's got he impressed me. I'm glad I got to see him last night. Both of them. They're going to be well. They're well coached. Coach Broom's going to do a good job with Antioch this year.
We're taking us all the way up to the music here for the music bed. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. We'll talk. Well, somebody will talk to you next week.
Yeah,
because I'm going to be in Charleston.
I'm not stepping on your feet next week.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. All right, that's going to wrap up Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Next hour, well, right now in a few minutes, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, the host today. News Channel 5 anchor for a minute or two. Vicki Yates will be here, and she has her guest. She'll announce who her guest is coming up.